say I didn't write that last bit. And whilst Genevieve might have been talking about, as I got it, love and laughter, being a family lawyer, unfortunately, I see all too often crying and hate. And I took down a couple of the words that Genevieve wrote, which was that she was mentally unstable and won't seek help. Unfortunately for me, those things are thrown at me very often for practising in family law. So I just wanted to talk about some of the differences between legal issues for same-sex couples and married couples or de facto couples. Now, I've prepared a paper, and unfortunately, the Family Court in Brisbane has decided that this is the year that it's going to get rid of its entire list of trials. So the backlog that's been existing there for however many years is suddenly being depleted, with the result that poor family lawyers like myself are working ourselves ragged. And as a result, I haven't had the paper presented prior to today, and I don't have a PowerPoint for you. The paper, however, will be sent to PFLAG electronically, and you can obviously get a copy. The first thing is, if people are living together, before they live together, can they enter into some kind of agreement? Now, part of the problem is that in every state and territory in Australia, we have a different system of family law concerning de facto couples and same-sex couples. So by my count, that's 8. So I'm using hands, fingers now, 8. And of course, at the Commonwealth level, we have 1, which is the Family Law Act. So the first thing is, I'm just going to talk about Queensland because that's the one that I'm most familiar with. That's the one that I practice under. If you're married, you can have a binding financial agreement. If you're in a same-sex or de facto relationship, you can have a cohabitation agreement. There are slight differences in their formality, but they're certainly formal documents, and you'll be mad if you didn't go to a lawyer to get one. If you split up and you're married, then you're dealt with under the Family Law Act and a property settlement. If you split up and you're in a de facto or a same-sex relationship, you have the joy of working out what state or territory you're in. Now, there is a difference between each state and territory. There are 8 different systems. Each state and territory has reinvented the wheel, unfortunately. Queensland has probably come closest to the Family Law Act, so for family lawyers like me, it's fairly easy to give advice to clients as to what their entitlements are. The problem is if they come, if there's an issue about jurisdiction. To give you an example, I had a case recently. It involved a Papua New Guinea couple, but the same would apply if it were, say, New South Wales or WA or the Northern Territory or Tasmania. This couple had most of their property in Queensland, but they'd in fact lived all of their time in Papua New Guinea, except 1 month a year in Queensland. Now, under Papua New Guinea law, the de facto husband would have been entitled to a lot less than under Queensland law. I acted for the de facto wife. We took the jurisdictional point, and the result was that he wasn't able to succeed in the jurisdiction because they didn't live in Queensland. Same applies if, as I said, if they're in NT, WA, Tasmania, wherever. So you've got to be very careful in dealing with the whatever jurisdiction applies as to whether you go in Queensland or the relevant state. Another key difference between the Commonwealth and state levels is that of spousal maintenance. It's not a problem in New South Wales where it's existed throughout, but in states like Queensland, there isn't such an entitlement to spousal maintenance as there is at a Commonwealth level. In most couples, that makes little difference. Most couples, from my experience, someone isn't applying for spousal maintenance, whether they're married or not. But in some couples, it certainly can make a difference. And if you look at the situation where one party has all the money and the other party has none, that can make a clear problem if they want to proceed with seeking money. Another key issue between the Commonwealth and state levels is that under the Family Law Act, of course, it's been in existence, it's enacted in 75, been in existence since 76. So there's a whole series of cases, back to the horse and buggy days, as some lawyers call them. Under the state level, there are very few cases, except, say, in New South Wales, which has had its legislation since, I think, 1984. Another key problem is that under the state system, you're dealing with judges who primarily have not practiced in family law. You know, I think of the bench in Queensland. At the district court level, I think I can only think of one judge there who practiced a fair amount in family law, and at the Supreme Court level, one, and she practiced about 20 years ago. So there are judges who are on the bench deciding the cases concerning your families who have no idea or have in fact been to practice in family law, they've considered anathema. So they're coming up with, they may come up with unique concepts as to what an entitlement is to property settlement. Another key difference between if you're married or in a de facto relationship is that at the Commonwealth level under the Family Law Act, you can have a split of superannuation. In general terms, you can't at the state level. Now, 10, 20 years ago, that may not have been important for most couples, but now, of course, it's fairly significant because if you've got a split of superannuation, superannuation may be the most significant asset of the parties, may be more valuable than the home. Another key, I'm going to move on from property settlement, thankfully. I'll talk about domestic violence very quickly. Protection orders are available whether you're in a straight relationship, you're married, or you're in a gay or lesbian relationship. In Queensland, the orders are ordinarily made in magistrates' courts. Spousal relationships include same-sex relationships, and you also have intimate personal relationships where it's concerning what were thought to be dating relationships, but where there's a level of enmeshment, and unfortunately there's no definition of what enmeshment entails. Informal care relationships, that provision actually came in large part because of the efforts of the Queensland AIDS Council to ensure that unpaid HIV carers stopped abusing those in their care. And family relationships covering senior abuse and abuse from adult children also included. Domestic violence does affect gay and lesbian people. The research that's prepared is fairly sketchy, both here and in the United States. Some estimates put it as more frequent, more common, and there are a lot of myths and stereotypes that exist about same-sex domestic violence as opposed to that in the wider community in heterosexual couples. However, it is from my understanding, it's certainly frequent, it's certainly underreported. People are ashamed and afraid of coming to court, even though the courts are generally, say in Queensland, in closed session, and they have a concern about whether they might be outed in the process. So there are certainly some unique issues that deal with same-sex domestic violence, but just be aware it exists, it's common, and there's a high level of denial about its existence. There are certainly differences in relationship recognition. There's no surprise to anyone in this room, I hope, that only heterosexual couples can be married in Australia and their marriages are recognised in Australia. Tasmania has a civil union register. Victoria is proposing to have a civil union register. It's now being put forward by the BRACS government. The ACT has domestic partnerships. It's attempted on two occasions now to have a civil union register, and I think the first time it was vetoed, the second time it's being put forward, Philip Ruddock indicated it would be vetoed, and the Northern Territory has domestic partnerships. There are differences in the age of consent, and probably the only real difference is in Queensland, where it's the age of consent is 16, except for anal sex, where it is 18. So it doesn't matter whether you're straight or gay. If it's anal sex, it's 18. There are differences if you're a transgender person, you want to have your birth certificate changed. ACT, New South Wales, NT, Queensland, Tasmania and Victoria, in other words, most of them, you can have your birth certificate details altered if you're unmarried, if you've had the operation. Queensland, it doesn't say it in the legislation, but there is a condition that if you're a foreign married couple, you can have it changed. Now, you look at the legislation, it doesn't say that at all. And anyone in this room will look at the legislation and say to me, well, it doesn't have that in the legislation. I know it has that in the legislation because I had a client who was married in the United States and my client, at some considerable expense, managed to get her birth certificate changed from an M to an F. And according to the legislation, she couldn't because she was married. There was a direction then from the Attorney General, Rod Welford, to the Registrar of Births, Deaths and Marriages saying, well, I know the legislation doesn't say this, but if you're a foreign married couple, then the legislation will allow you to change your birth certificate. South Australia and Western Australia, there's a general discretion as to the change of name. So there's no specific procedure to allow the change of the birth certificate. Superannuation is a problematic area. If you're a spouse and married, then that's easy. You can be nominated on superannuation. But if you're in, a same-sex relationship, you need to show an interdependent relationship. Now, I thought when I heard this that this was a wonderful idea, fantastic, all the rest of it, until a friend of mine decided that she and her partner needed to do it for their super. And there was a lot of paperwork, absolute heap of paperwork that was required that I would have thought would be completely unnecessary. And for some reason, even though it's Commonwealth legislation and it applies to super, which of course is a Commonwealth responsibility, it doesn't extend to Commonwealth employees, for example, public servants or soldiers and sailors. Surrogacy, there are definite differences in surrogacy between the states. For example, commercial surrogacy is illegal in ACT, Queensland, South Australia, Tasmania and Victoria. And non-commercial surrogacy is illegal in Queensland, Tasmania and South Australia. If you're thinking of having children, or your children are thinking of having children, and there's some issue of surrogacy, get legal advice, get specialist legal advice. Because there have been cases where the gay father, who wasn't ever to be the father in any sense to the lesbian couple, one where he was found to his absolute joy to have to pay child support. And he said, but I wasn't ever to pay. I wasn't ever to be dad. Never recognised as dad. And the judge said, well, I'm sorry. Under the law, you're recognised as the father. And the other case where the lesbian couple said, well, we had an agreement. He was never to be registered as dad, never recognised as dad. And, of course, the family court said, well, sorry, he's actually entitled to spend time with his son because he's a parent under the Family Law Act. Adoption, there are certainly clear differences. And if you were to talk about the state and Commonwealth level, at the state level there is very little difference between being in a married relationship, a heterosexual same-sex relationship, or a same-sex relationship, except on adoption. Queensland, I think, is probably the worst. The Queensland Act was enacted way back in 1964, and we can imagine what people were wearing back in 1964. And that provides that you can only adopt if you're married and have been married for 2 years. And as we know, at the Commonwealth level, you can only be married if you're in a heterosexual relationship. So I've certainly had clients who are de facto couples and have been together for 10, 15 years, heterosexual de facto couples, and they can't adopt. And when, as I understand it, when the Beattie government was amending legislation to remove discrimination against gay and lesbian people, adoption was the no-go area. Because the temptation at that stage was to, as I understood it, was to change the Act to enable de facto couples to adopt, but then we had the prospect of gay and lesbians adopting. So that was all too hard and got left alone. Parental leave. Now, here is something that there is a clear difference. In Queensland, there's no discrimination, but as we know, more and more people are under workplace agreements. Under the Workplace Relations Act, it only covers paternal and maternal leave. So if you're in a same-sex relationship, you're not covered. Social Security. Now, this is one of the real differences where it's of benefit to same-sex couples. And I'll give you an example. You're not recognised. In general terms, you're not recognised. Lesbian friends of mine, one of them is on $150,000 a year. Now, due to matters beyond their control, they suddenly found themselves with the care of three young children. And her partner is able to claim parenting benefits. And of course, they made full and frank disclosure. They told Centrelink, this is what my partner earns. And they said, well, you're not a de facto couple under the meaning of the Social Security Act. You're right. And of course, our taxes are paying for that. Tax benefits, there are a number of benefits to heterosexual couples not available to same-sex couples. Medicare, same-sex couples miss out on some reduced rates for Medicare and recognition of family. And of course, it doesn't extend to the health insurers. PBS extends to the pharmaceutical benefit scheme, extends to heterosexual but not same-sex couples and families. Workers' comp, at the Commonwealth level, does not extend to same-sex couples, and of course we've got the same problem. If you're a soldier or a sailor or a High Court judge, as we know, one of our judges is gay, or a parliamentarian, then you're not going to be covered. Your partner may not be covered by workers' comp, but it extends to same-sex couples at the state level. Of course, in terms of workers' comp, there can be differences between each of the states. Veterans' benefits, the partner must be of opposite sex. And anti-discrimination on the grounds of gender and sexuality, or in terms of gender, at the Commonwealth level, there is no protection. At the state level, there is a protection. Now, the human rights, there's been moves at the Commonwealth level. I'm almost out of time and I'm told that questions will be during the break. At the Commonwealth level, there have been moves to change legislation so that, as at the state level, there are the discrimination is removed. Now, we know that there are going to be some things certainly won't be changed, at least under the Howard government. I don't know what might be the position if Kevin Rudd were elected. Certainly there won't be any change to the definition of marriage, and certainly there won't be any change to the issue of adoption. The Howard government is proposing that same-sex couples can't adopt from overseas. But there are moves, both through the Human Rights and Equal Opportunities Commission, to identify what discrimination exists at the Commonwealth level and try and remove it. And there was a push, I don't know whether anyone's aware, there's a push by Warren Inch, who is a member in Far North Queensland, and as he describes himself, 100% heterosexual, to remove all the discrimination against gay and lesbian people at the Commonwealth level, provided it doesn't cost any money. The report from the Human Rights and Equal Opportunities Commission was delivered, I understand, on about Friday, or certainly last week, and it hasn't been released by the government yet. And the person who will be releasing it would be the Attorney-General, Philip Ruddock. So there may be changes mooted between now and the election. I certainly don't think there will be any legislative change between now and the election. So in a nutshell, family law as a general whole is dealt with at the Commonwealth level in terms of children. Property for married couples is at the Commonwealth level. For same-sex de facto couples is dealt with at the state or territory level. But there's little discrimination except adoption at the state and territory level. At the Commonwealth level, there is a considerable amount of discrimination. Thank you.